This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is David Johnson, CEO of Strategic Vision, one of the most respected polling firms in America. David joins us to talk about the fact that the Bush dynasty may not be done come January 20th, 2009. We've already heard rumblings that Jeb Bush, the former governor of Florida, is very seriously considering running for the Senate there, and there may also be more Bushes on the way coming out of the state of Texas. David, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be on, Greg.
Well, it was basically thought of before this current President Bush took office that Jeb Bush was probably the member of that generation that was supposed to be the second Bush in the White House. How serious do you think he is about seeking the Senate in 2010 in Florida?
I think he's very serious. From what I understand, calls have been made to other potential Republican candidates saying, stay out, Jeb is definitely going to run. And from what I understand, also Congressman Vern Buchanan, who's probably one of the few Republicans who could self-finance a campaign, even a late-starting campaign, was told that if he gets into the race, he faces Jeb Bush in the Republican primary. So it looks like all engines are go for Jeb Bush.
And do you believe that, from his perspective, this is a stepping stone to the White House, or do you believe that the Senate is someplace he would like to be for a while?
I think he foresees it as ultimate stepping stone to the White House. I don't think he's intending to run in 2012, although things could change. I think he's looking at 2016, and we also see, not only in Florida, but in other states, the Bush are moving in some principal players into some of these critical states for the Republican nomination. The first, Johnson Nunu Sr., just recently was elected chairman of the New Hampshire Republican Party, and we all remember, of course, his close ties to the Bush family, and they were even critical back in 2000 for George W. Bush. So it definitely looks like the Bushes are not through with national politics.
David, in 1992, when George Bush Sr. lost, there was really not much public demand for him to come back. But 8 years later, after some of the scandals surrounding Bill Clinton, obviously enough of the population was excited about the idea of another Bush in the White House that George W. Bush was able to narrowly defeat Al Gore. Now I would offer that there's probably even more Bush fatigue than there was 16 years ago. How does the family have any intention of getting over the public sentiment right now towards the family?
Well, one thing, they know public opinion can change. Let's not forget, everyone was enthusiastic and happy when Bill Clinton entered the White House after 4 years of George Herbert Walker Bush. The Bushes feel that the same thing will happen, that Barack Obama is really going to have to make a lot of serious choices. He's going to disappoint and alienate large segments of the population. And there's going to be longing that, you know, things really weren't that bad when George W. Bush was president. I think they also believe, too, the economy and overseas are going to really deteriorate during the Obama administration. The other thing is, too, if you look at Jeb Bush, he does have a strong track record after 8 years as governor, and his overall record was more conservative than that of his brother.
And looking at Jeb Bush in Florida in particular, how popular is he still, even though he left office a couple years ago?
Among the general population, he's extremely popular. He left office with approval ratings in the 60 percentile range. If he runs for the U.S. Senate, he would definitely be the favorite. The problem for Jeb Bush all along has been among fellow politicians. When he left Tallahassee, when Charlie Crist became governor, it was no secret Republican legislators were happy to see him go because he takes an approach that it's his way or no way, and he's not willing to play regular political football that most of the politicians are. The other thing that we're seeing in this Bush candidacy outside of the national dimensions is this is a life-and-death power struggle right now between Charlie Crist and Jeb Bush for control of Florida and the future of the Republican Party in the state of Florida.
And who's likely to win that?
Right now, Charlie Crist has the edge, so I think this is another reason why we're seeing Jeb Bush get back into the spotlight. He's not happy with a lot of the things that Charlie Crist has done. He's not happy having been replaced by Charlie Crist, and both of these men have presidential aspirations.
That's certainly true. Crist was actually apparently on the relatively short list for John McCain this year. Let's move over to Texas now. And, of course, the current president was governor there for a little more than one term before being elected president. Who is being groomed for a role coming out of that state?
George P. Bush. He recently moved from Dallas to Austin. There's talk that he's going to be in the Kay Bailey Hutchinson administration, if she's elected governor of Texas and that he's got a future in Texas politics. And not, let's not forget, George W. Bush has always predicted that he'd be the first Hispanic president, George P. Bush.
And, of course, he is the son of Jeb Bush.
Exactly.
What has he been doing to groom himself for a potential role in a Hutchinson administration?
He's been working. He's lobbying currently in Austin. He's been involved in some of the fringes of the already beginning Hutchinson campaign against Governor Rick Perry in Texas, and he's expected to take a more active role. And an unofficial advisor to Kay Bailey Hutchinson right now is none other than Karl Rove, and we all know his role with the Bushes.
How active is the former president in all of this? He's obviously 84 years old now, but how much is he helping to orchestrate this behind the scenes?
He's encouraging Jeb to run, and he's taking a very active interest in Texas with George P. Bush. And he definitely sees that George P. Bush is going to continue the family line in public service that was, of course, begun by Prescott Bush back in the 1950s.
And so keep your eye on 2010. So if Hutchinson wins the governorship of Texas, that means that George P. Bush could be on the rise. And obviously, if Jeb Bush wins a Senate seat there in 2 years, his stock will be very high in the Republican Party.
It will be, and then Florida will really be the state to watch, assuming Charlie Crist is reelected governor of Florida.
We will be keeping our eyes on that. David, thanks for bringing it to our attention.
Thank you.
David Johnson, CEO of Strategic Vision, one of the most respected polling firms in America. This is Dateline Washington.